Well, greetings, faithful followers. Well, greetings, faithful followers. This is your old pal, Brother Jack Angry, bringing you another edition of Live from the Monastery of Mayhem. Our guest today is going to be up-and-coming cosplayer and actress, Terry Llewellyn, and she will be giving us a call momentarily here. Just to give you a little background, she is a cosplayer out of the Gulfport, Mississippi area, and she has been getting a lot of notice and press on Facebook with her portrayal of Harley Quinn, with her good looks and attractive red hair. We're just waiting for her to call in, and so we can bring her on, and we will go ahead and be talking here until we get that going. She should be calling in just a few minutes here. We hope anyway. It's been a while since we've been on, and we hope that you know, you we hope that you've missed us as much as we've missed coming to you, but we're just waiting for her to call in here. This is her right now. Okay, caller, are you there?
Yes. Terry?
Yes, Terry is. Yes, hey, Terry, how's it going? How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful.
Okay, so we'll just jump right into things here, and if someone else calls in, we'll bring them on the line, and they can ask you questions, and we just want you to relax and have a good time with all this. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing, and tell us how, give us a little background on yourself.
Originally from Mississippi, you know, worked in casinos, cocktail. Then I moved to Destin for a little bit, 5 years, and then I moved back to help my brothers who are disabled. And now we're looking into a lot of fun this summer with all the conventions, the comic cons.
Well, the Mississippi and Florida area, the southeast area of the country is getting to be quite the hotbed for conventions, particularly the Comic Con franchise. And I know they've got WonderCon and a few others. One of our good friend of our show, Lee Turner, and After Hours Cinema, I know they're going to be appearing at some of the conventions in that region. So I hope that our listeners and fans will be sure and visit them and tell them the Angry Brothers said hi. But let's talk about the cosplay.
Yes,
I'll
be going to the conventions with them this summer as well to promote the After Hours Cinema.
Well, and we're thrilled to death with that. I mean, we've been a great friend of After Hours Cinema for quite a while. What you may or may not know, or our listeners may not know, is Brother Jack and Brother James are both technical advisors on that show, under our non de plumes, as it were. But we Lee calls us quite a bit for technical questions on the movies, and you know, we give him background and information that helps him decide which movies to run. So we like to do our little bit to help the show along. But Terry, let me ask you, what prompted you to get into cosplay?
Well, I've always liked Harley Quinn, the character, and quite a few Halloweens I've dressed up as her. But you know, Halloween is my most favorite time. It could replace Christmas. It could replace all of that if we could have Halloween all the time. And then when you get into those characters, you know, dress up like them, you kind of feel more confident.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. So basically, what is it about the cosplay that you like? I mean, is it the attention you get? Obviously, you're wearing a hot costume. You're obviously a very good-looking girl from the pictures I've seen of you. I haven't had the chance to meet you in person. I hope we can definitely meet up sooner or later here. But what is it about cosplay that you like, or what draws you to it?
The creations of a lot of the cosplayers, you know, a lot of them make their own stuff, and it is just amazing how what they can do. You know, from makeup to doing the costumes to doing the swords and everything else. My niece Margaret, she's into them also. And so she makes quite a bit swords, knives, things like that. I'll probably be getting her to make my knives and my stars for the widow from I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous now.
Oh, the widow from Into the Badlands?
Into the Badlands, yeah. 'Cause I like that one because it's a little steampunk.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's like steampunk is quite popular here in Omaha. There's several big groups that do steampunk conventions, and I know every winter they have a steampunk formal ball and that around New Year's, and you know, we have yet to check that out, but you know, we do support their group and their efforts, you know. I also, before we get too far along with things, I do want to throw some shout out to some of our fellow cosplayers here in Omaha. Our friend Brittany Rose Gower at Buttery Rose Cosplay, Samantha Stallnecker, and Penny Aphrodite all are quite well known throughout Omaha here, and we've had dealings with all of them at various conventions in the past. Great job, girls. But now let me ask you, where do you see this? So you're also starting to kind of embark on your acting career as well, is that right?
I'm not acting per se, just, you know, do it at, you know, get the little experience of it and excitement as well. They're filming a zombie movie, and I don't know how familiar you are with Mississippi, Hattiesburg, over in Laurel. They're filming a zombie movie. And, you know, basically you just go there and they do the makeup on you and feed you and that's about it. But, you know, it's a great opportunity and a lot of fun.
Well, you know, if you ever come to Omaha, I know there are two or three film companies that are always doing horror projects of one type or another. And it seems like there's always always a lot going on. One of the good friend of our show, Tara Henson, she does locally produced horror anthology series. Been doing a lot with that, and you know, we wish her well with that. So, you know, if you ever decide to come up, we can always get you a part somewhere. I'm sure we can find something for you to do, and you know, we'll get you on the show as one of our show ghouls.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's a good way to get noticed, you know, and if you are going to start going into the cosplay aspect a little more, a little stronger or going in a little more officially, you know, it would help you get a couple of good acting credits, which always looks good on IMDb and a few other places, you know, that can help get your career, kind of kickstart your career into, you know, going forward here.
It is getting, you know, you mentioned about how the conventions have grown here and, you know, Mississippi, they've grown a lot. Atlanta, you know, especially Atlanta, because Walking Dead has gotten a lot more attention as well. And then,
well, yes,
my friend, well, you know her too, Dawn.
I'm sorry, who?
Dawn. Sorry, I have
very Dawn Verger.
So she's doing the Ghost Hunters thing. She's going to be starting that up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dawn is actually going to be appearing, coming to Omaha in the first part of June, and she's going to be shooting several episodes with us. And you know, we'll be interviewing her for. Well, I know our one of our sister show, Omaha After Dark. We'll be interviewing her, and she's going to actually be, we're going to try and get a podcast set up with Dawn. I was hoping she would have called in today, so we could talk to her about that, but so far no one else has called, but, you know, that's okay. You know, we'll get this out there for people to listen to. So when you go to the conventions this year, are you going to be primarily cosplaying Harley Quinn, or do you have other characters in mind that you want to play?
The Widow from Into the Badlands, of course, and Poison Ivy.
Well, have you ever considered Mad Moxie from Borderlands?
I haven't.
You might want to look that character up. I mean, it would be right up your alley. I think, you know, from everything I've seen, you would be quite suited to play that character.
Yeah, this is actually my first year doing cosplay. You know, going to the conventions, and I think it's gonna be awesome. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun and, you know, promote After Hours Cinema.
Well, you know, we definitely, we hope that when you do go to the conventions, you know, you will, of course, if it's okay with After Hours Cinema, you know, we would love to feature those bits on the Angry Brothers program, get you a little bit of publicity here in the Midwest, and, you know, we can get you on our Roku channel and a few other things. And speaking of Roku channels, I want to let our listeners know we have signed a deal with the Paletti Entertainment Group. They are producing a Angry Brothers branded channel, so it will be all Angry Brothers all the time. Our best works, our hottest episodes, the hottest girls, and that will be forthcoming shortly. And best of all, that channel will be free or for a very nominal donation, but we'll be able to discuss that at a future date here. So let me ask you, where do you see the cosplay thing going, and say, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you want to make the cosplay a more like a career, like along the lines of, say, Yaya Han or Ivy Doom Kitty and some of the other well-noted cosplayers?
Very possibly. You know, just if it happens, it'll be awesome. If it doesn't, you know, I'm just having fun in the meantime. But there's one other character that I would love to do, but it would be really hard to do. And that's the Angry Princess from 13 Ghosts.
Oh, yes, I remember her. The bleeding princess, you're right, the angry princess. And you're talking about the 13 Ghosts, the remake they did in the early 2000s. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I remember correctly, she pretty much was naked throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, so, you know, you would have to do a flesh-colored bodysuit. And then do the latex for the slashes.
Well, yeah, it would be require a few, well, strategically placed latex applications, and of course the bodysuit. But I think you could pull it off. I mean, I know a lot of people here in Nebraska who do those kind of special effects. So, you know, when you're ready to cross that bridge, get in touch with me, and I'll put you in touch with the right people.
Awesome. It's just funny how even though she's all slashed up and bloody, she's still beautiful.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we ran the original 13 Ghosts from 1962, the William Castle version of it, where everything was in Spectravision. Basically, you needed they had a photographic process where you couldn't really see the ghost without a pair of special glasses.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Well, it was very, the William Castle version was very campy. It was, I think, more based around a humorous aspect, where the early 2000s remake of 13 Ghosts with Tony Shalhoub in it was designed to be just a flat-out horror movie. And the concepts of the various ghosts were quite well. I mean, the Juggernaut, the Bleeding Prince, the Angry Princess, the Jackal, and others, you know, were really designed to basically scare the crap out of you. There was nothing humorous in that movie.
Well, that one guy,
you know, and
was funny. You know, the psychic guy.
Well, oh, yeah, him. Yeah, you're right. That is correct, yes. You know, and then you remember the part where the one gal, she was in Army of Darkness, and Beth Davis was crushed by the moving walls and everything, and, you know, which was pretty grotesque. I mean, they didn't show a lot of it, but you were left to kind of use your imagination, and it was done quite well.
Yeah, and it was quite funny when the lawyer got cut in half.
Oh, yeah,
that
by the glass wall. Big kudos to the special effects department on that one, you know. But Tony Shalhoub actually played it pretty well. I mean, I always loved his character on Monk and when he was in Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, that was a funny movie.
Yes, it was. It was very well done. Big fan of Tim Allen in that as well. So let me ask you, are you planning to do a fan club for your cosplay or start a Facebook page or anything like that to promote your cosplay a little more to the national audience? Or did you want to just keep this kind of a local thing?
National. I've got a Instagram account that I started and a Twitter as well for whenever, you know, I get my costumes and get those going. But my Instagram actually has a couple pictures of me as Harley Quinn as well.
Well, Instagram is the wave of the future. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we use it. I'm still trying to figure out all the ins and outs of Instagram. I mean, yeah, Twitter,
okay,
I mean, you might want to consider setting. What's that? I'm sorry.
I said, oh, God, me too, you know, trying to fix.
Yeah.
Use the Facebook platform.
Well, I mean, when you get basically Instagram famous, quote, unquote, you know, I guess you pretty much can figure you've arrived at that point. But, I mean, do you have a Facebook or Twitter accounts for your cosplay?
Not for my cosplay, not the Facebook. But Instagram and Twitter, I have. That's mainly for the cosplay.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you want to give those your Instagram, how the people can find you on Instagram and how they can find you on Twitter, you know, now would be a good time.
I know it's horrible. I actually have to look it up. At least it's so long.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
Oh, no, you're funny.
So you said your niece was a cosplayer. We can always, like I said, we can always, you know, put that in, you know, we can blast that out through the website and the blog and everything else here when we're done, so we can get you publicity that way. But you said your niece was a cosplayer. So what characters did she do?
She's done several, but I can't really remember. You know, she really loves elves and things like that. And she's a great artist as well. She got her college degree over in Savannah, Georgia. She's really talented in most anything artistic-wise that she does. And it's amazing the swords that she makes And
well,
she did a lot of the role Lawson.
So I was just going to say she does build mixies out of foam. She does the foam construction.
Yeah. And uses some PVC pipes as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, now there's a good friend of the show, Amanda Shannon, here in Omaha with Fabricated Realities, has built props for us in the past. And, yeah, that foam construction is, it can get quite detailed, and it's amazing what you can do with it. You know, the props, you know, that can be made. We were thinking about hiring her to make some sets and backdrops for the show, and we're still planning to go ahead with that. It's just a matter of getting all the financing together, because these are, you know, pretty very quality pieces, and you know, you do get what you pay for.
Yeah.
So basically, since you're doing the cosplay as a hobby, I assume that you're working a regular 9-to-5 job besides. Is that right, or?
Not at this time. We'll break from everything and focusing on the cosplay, because, you know, there's a lot to do and a lot of conventions to go to. Because we're going to be doing Dragon Con, and then there's one in Mobile, Alabama, and then DC Con as well.
Okay, and where are these conventions located at?
There's two. I believe there's two, actually, in Atlanta, Georgia, but the big one is going to be the Dragon Con. And then MobyCon in Mobile, Alabama, and Big Easy Con in New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans. Now, that is a convention I would love to go to.
Oh, yeah. That's a win, win, win.
Well, yeah, you're definitely going to have to bring your A game to that one. I mean, you know, and from what I've heard, the more eye-catching your cosplay outfit is, the better you do.
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry, what was that?
It just kind of broke for just a minute.
We could be having a little transmission problems here. But let me ask you, since, you know, you are friends with After Hours Cinema, are you going to be appearing on the show, making a guest appearance, or is Lee planning to do an interview with you on the show?
We're planning on, you know, being like a guest every now and then. And they're also starting a fan shout out, you know, where a fan can come on the show and then do a shout out about the movie that's coming on.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting. That sounds really good. And we can't wait to see you on that. Now, After Hours, I know they are on the Roku streaming box. WGUD has its own Roku app, and all their episodes appear there. And, you know, obviously the broadcasts that are being done on WGU-TV over the air. Is there any, you know, any other place that that After Hours is being shown?
The Facebook, local, or cable, and that's all that I know of as of right now.
Okay.
It's really good, you know, because it wasn't that long ago that they started that out. So.
Well, I know After Hours Cinema has gotten very popular in its local market area, which is around Gulfport, Hattiesburg, Leakesville, and that area. I know that for a fact, and I know for a fact that Lee is, you know, obviously trying to expand the viewership of the show to include other areas. I mean, I would love to see him You know, and of course he's always welcome to be on our Angry Brothers channel, and I'll reach out to him in regards to that here as soon as the channel is ready to go. Let me ask you.
Last night, Sean, but a week ago, funeral home. I actually had a couple of friends that are in Florida watching it on Facebook Live.
Well, I think last week's episode we did watch here in Omaha. Myself and several of my viewers got a lot of great compliments, a lot of great feedback for the show, and you know we're looking forward to bringing more episodes to this area, along with some of our other horror host friends like Uncle Edward and Oliver's Midnight Bargain Basement Twisted Family Friendly Freak Show. Jesus, what a title. I just about get a hernia every time I say that damn thing. But anyway, we've got a few minutes here before we have to kind of wrap things up. So just suffice it to say, I mean, what is it that you want to get out of the cosplay? Are you wanting to be famous, or is it just something you kind of always had a passion for and this is giving you a chance to kind of take it up another level?
Not to get famous, but, you know, if it happens, I'm not going to turn it down. So, you know, I'm pretty much a relaxed person. So, like, if it goes this way, awesome. If it goes that way, awesome. You know, as long as you're having fun doing it.
Well, that is true. I mean, if you're doing the things that you love to do, you're never working a day in your life. So, that's I'm a firm believer in that motto. But let me ask you. Would you? I assume that if you're doing the zombie film, that you wouldn't turn down any acting opportunities that came your way.
If I did, I would definitely need a little bit of acting coach, and especially work on my voice to get the little bit of southernness that has lodged itself into me.
Well, I mean, it sounds pretty good from where I'm sitting, so.
Well, you know, we are our biggest critic.
Well, that's true. I mean, I guess we would all be perfect people if we had to, if we all tried to live up to our own ideals, we'd all be perfect people, but sometimes, unfortunately, that doesn't always work.
Right.
But, you know, they're going to be cutting us off here in a few minutes, and then the show will go into what's called the after party, which our podcast, our download listeners will be able to hear it, but the live broadcast will cut off here in about a minute and 10 seconds. So I just want to just wrap it up here before we go into the after party that, you know, I'm Brother Jack Angry, and this has been another episode of Live from the Monastery of Mayhem, and our guest today has been up-and-coming cosplayer and actress Terry Llewellyn. And, you know, thank you for listening, and again, a big shout-out to all of our fans and friends. Remember, let's keep America on top, everyone. Watch Horror Host you all, and good night, unpleasant dreams, and friends, don't let friends wear lab coats. And to our competitor, Dr. Sanguinary, what we have to say is, suck it, you hack. I just wanted to get that out of the way. But we're going to be going, what's that? What was
I
that?
I said, just put the knife in a little bit deeper, huh?
Oh, please. I haven't even begun. Okay, we're in the after party now. So, thanks for giving us a call. I mean, I think it went really well. You did really great with that.
Thank you. I'm just so nervous.
Oh, there's nothing to be nervous about. Just be yourself. You know, I mean, if this works out well, I mean, and with everything with Dawn goes well, you know, we could talk to Lee about maybe getting you up to Omaha, and we can get you on the show and film several episodes. And I mean, that's going to help out your cosplay tremendously.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Do y'all have any like haunted, you know, supposed haunted houses up there?
Well, I mean, there are paranormal groups that do haunted houses. I mean, there's a place in Omaha called Hummel Park, and that has supposedly been a real hotbed of haunted activity. Supposedly, it's real popular with a lot of local Satanists, and there's been sighting or reports of ghost sightings that have gone back probably 30 or 40 years.
Wow.
I mean, I know in this area we've got in Villisca, Iowa, we've got the Villisca, Iowa Axe Murder House. I'll reach out to several of them. What's that?
Tell me about the Axe Murder House.
Well, in Villisca, Iowa, there was a family named Moore that was the mother, father, and I believe three children were axe murdered, and the crime was never solved. And there's been reports that, you know, the house is haunted by the spirits. People have reported seeing the ghosts of a little girl and a little boy in Victoria era outfits. Because I think this happened in like the 1890s. So they've been ghosts in that period clothing. People have, you know, reported all kinds of strange things, hallucinations, strange smells, hearing voices, hearing screams. There's some guests of this house and the tours have been like pushed, slapped, have come out with scratches on them that they can't explain. So, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, and there's a lot of reports. I am skeptical. Well, let me put that another way. I'm not skeptical. I'm ambivalent about it. You know, I would have to actually believe it. I'd actually have to experience it. And so far that's never happened to me. But, you know, there are, like I said, a lot of the groups here go to the Villisca Axe Murder House to do their investigations. So what I'll do is I'll reach out to some of them, and I'll put you in touch with some of those groups.
Awesome.
You know, and...
you know, I believe, you know, in the ghosts and all that, but I'm also, you know, very skeptical as well, you know, of... a lot of the paranormal.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like shows, and I know Dawn is into this, and you know, I'm not going to say anything disparaging against that, but I've watched the shows like Ghost Hunters and Taps and all that. You know, they go in there with their detectors and this equipment so overtuned that, you know, a mouse fart looks like a friggin' bomb going off on their equipment. So I'm wondering how much of it is like overtuned equipment or just random natural things like electromagnetic interference. You know, a bad electrical outlet can you know, register as a ghost on an EM meter. You know, I used to be a technician for CenturyLink, and part of my job was, you know, isolating Wi-Fi interference. And, you know, a TV can throw off enough electromagnetic interference to mess up Wi-Fi in two rooms. So, you know, it's like how much is that and how much is something that we can't explain?
Yeah. But thanks a lot, because now every time I watch paranormal show, and I see that heat thing, and then think about you saying a mouse.
Yeah, it's overtuned. Well, I mean, the only thing I've never been able to explain is that what's called EVP, you know, the the voice phenomenon, you know, where they take the like a digital recorder, put it in an empty room, and they pick up voices. That is, I've never been able to explain that. So that's, and the fact that, you know, you can actually understand what's being said on these EVP recordings, some of that's pretty scary. So, you know, it's like I said, I'm not going to say I don't 100% believe or disbelieve, but I don't 100% believe either, you know, so I'm still hanging out somewhere in that middle area.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever
seen skeptical, because, you know, so you don't fall for everything that people put out there.
Well, exactly. I mean, the I don't know if you've ever seen any of the Conjuring films or Annabelle, you know, the possessed or haunted objects, you know. Now, that shit is scary.
Yeah. I've watched a few shows where, you know, the house was haunted, the people move, and then the ghosts move with them.
Well, there's actually a really great older horror movie. It's called The Entity with Barbara Hershey, that basically a woman is, you know, is subject to a series of, you know, ghostly or demonic attacks, and they follow her through seven. She moves several times, and they follow her through that. And basically, this goes on over a period of years.
Is that
so,
the one where the ghost rapes her?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, that's one of the scarier films I've ever seen, and you know, that is in the public domain, so we'll probably be running that on the show. So what I wanted to do, and I was going to bring this up with Lee, is, you know, we'd like to have you film maybe a few guest reviews, you know, where you watch the movie and you give like a 5 or 10 minute review on the show, and then we just cut it. You just, you know, send us the footage, and we'll cut it into the show, and we can get you on that way, so you don't have to travel.
I love to travel, though.
Well, I know, but
I
know how that goes. I mean, unfortunately, travel's a, you know, plane. I book travel in the medical I book travel for Eskimos in the medical industry, and airfare is expensive no matter where you are, unfortunately. But I mean, we could basically have you film these in like your home. I mean, if you've got an area like that you could film it, doesn't have to be studio quality here, but all right. What I'm going to do, hon, is they're going to cut us off in a few minutes, so I'm going to let you go, but it's been great talking to you, and I will let you know when this goes live.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
And
well, thank you, hon.
To
you again. Well, I'll give you a call later on in the week to follow up with you.
All right.
All right. Take it easy, babe.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.